Not too many people have seen a dead man walk out of a tomb, especially a guy who's been in the grave for the better part of a week. But 2,000 years ago in Judea, as we just heard, in a little town called Bethany to be exact, a lot of people did see that. And yet some of them still did not believe in Jesus, the God-man who had worked this incredible miracle. I find that to be an amazing fact. It says at the end of the story, and here I quote, "Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him." That is to say, began to believe in Jesus. Many. Many is not all. The fact is that some did not believe. That's evident in the next line of the Bible, which says, "Some others, however, went to the Pharisees and reported what Jesus had done. And together they made plans to orchestrate our Lord's death." So why? Why didn't they believe? Or perhaps the better question is, why didn't they want to believe? I say that because all too often the evidence for something doesn't really matter to people. They believe what they want to believe in spite of the evidence, not because of the evidence. It's like those who want to keep abortion available in our country. You tell those people to look at the clear, indisputable scientific evidence, the genetic fact about when human life begins, and they totally ignore it. They simply don't want to believe that abortion is wrong, so they completely ignore reality. Why didn't these enemies of Jesus want to believe that he was the Son of God and the Messiah? Why didn't they want to believe that he had the power to raise someone like Lazarus from the dead? I think one reason was it was easier for them not to believe. After all, if you make a conscious decision to put your faith in Jesus Christ, you've got to be willing to change your life. And change is hard. For me, for all of us. According to St. Mark, the first command that Jesus gave during his earthly ministry consisted of one word. The word was repent. To repent means not only to say that you're sorry. To repent also involves making concrete changes to your lifestyle in order to become a better person. And it's much easier to stay as you are, sins and all. Repentance is difficult. Another reason why they didn't want to believe in Jesus might have had something to do with their pride. I say that because no one in his right mind wants to admit that he's wrong about something or about someone. We all like to think we're perfect judges when it comes to the character of other human beings. But if these men and women were ever going to say, "Yes, I now believe that Jesus was the anointed one of God," they also had to be willing to say in humility, "I was wrong. I was wrong about him in the past. And I admit it. I thought Jesus was a fake, a charlatan. For a while I thought he was in league with the devil. What a fool I was." And that would have been hard for them to do. It would have been hard for them to admit that. Or perhaps it was peer pressure that kept them from wanting to put their faith in our Lord. It says that some of them went immediately to the Pharisees after witnessing this miracle. Was that because they were friendly with the Pharisees? That's a very real possibility. Was it because they hung out at the same synagogues and the same marketplaces? If they socialized and fraternized with other people who had already condemned Jesus as a Jewish heretic and blasphemer, as the Pharisees had done, chances are these people would have felt a lot of pressure to think the same way and pronounce the same verdict on our Lord, in spite of what they saw when they saw Lazarus walk out of that tomb. Let's be honest about it. We all like our peers to think fondly of us. We like them to think that we're really nice and really smart. And that can sometimes cause us to say that we don't believe what we know we should believe. And then there's the persecution factor. If Jesus has so many enemies, what will happen to me if I say I believe in him? Will his enemies become my enemies? Will the people who want to harm him now want to harm me and my family? That might have been a pressing issue for some of them. Which leads to the last reason I'll share as to why these men and women might have hesitated to believe in Jesus after the raising of Lazarus from the dead. The fear of earthly loss. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. It's amazing how quickly people will say they believe something if there's a material benefit attached to it. It's also amazing how quickly they'll radically change their belief for fear of losing some material advantage. Politicians do this all the time, especially during election years. I'm sure most of you have heard the joke about the three men who went for a job interview one day. This makes the point quite well, I think. First guy came in, the interviewer said to him, "What's 2 plus 2? He said, "4. He left, the second guy came in, "What's 2 plus 2? 4. Then the third man came in, the interviewer said, "What's 2 plus 2? He responded, "It's whatever the boss says it is." Sadly, according to the story, the third guy is the one who got the job. Perhaps these people in Bethany thought that they'd lose their jobs if they said they believed in Jesus. If they were merchants, they might have feared that they would lose some of their clients who would take their business elsewhere. Those are both very real possibilities. There's an old saying, the more things change, the more they remain the same. We live in a world right now that's different in many respects from the world of the first century when this miracle of Jesus took place. But human nature, my brothers and sisters, is the same. In spite of the evidence that Jesus is the Son of God and the Savior of the world, which is even greater now than it was in the first century, in spite of that, the pressures to disbelieve and to follow another path are exactly the same today as they were back then. I hope this homily has made that clear. May the grace of God help us to overcome all of those pressures and to have a strong and unwavering faith in Jesus.